All right, Junior, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on that win. Just tell us a little bit about that call to give Matt the advantage.
I just decided a few weeks ago we had to start getting aggressive. You know, the mentality of getting stage points and just going with what you know wasn't working for us anymore. So once we started to find a feel that he liked, you know, the last couple weeks, I really felt like it was time for me to just go outside the box. And, you know, with the exception of not giving up any stage points, which is really hard to do. Sorry about my mask. It's so hot. It's just falling off my face.
It's okay.
So, I just felt like it was the right thing to do. I just told myself today, as soon as I'm in my window, I'm coming. And it just worked out. And I felt 100% confident in it. And at the time, I told him he was racing I think it was the 99-13, the 2, and a couple guys to come. And I let him know how important a restart was going to be to get ahead of those guys, because once we cycled through, we were going to be the leader. So he did a heck of a job, man. I'm proud of him. He's been doing his part, and all these guys have been doing their part. You know, we always get what we need. That's never been a problem with Duke and Ron Horst. It's just all about what you do with it. And I got a good group of guys, and I always have. And I've got a lot of guys that have been here a long time, man, especially on this yellow one. And we got a lot of new kids because we train them every year. So I'm just the guy steering the boat, I guess. It feels pretty darn good. I had my doubts. You know, you start to lose a little bit of confidence when you're out of victory lane that long. But I knew we were capable. I knew. You gotta want the bat in the bottom of the ninth, and I want it. So.
All right. Well, congratulations again. We're going to start with questions. We're going to take our first question from Steven with 24/7 Sports. Steven, go ahead.
I actually forgot to lower my hand after Matt's question. I apologize.
No problem. We'll go Casey Campbell. You're up next.
Hey, Junior. How are you, buddy?
Oh, fantastic, buddy. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Probably not as good as you. It is my birthday today, but.
Happy birthday.
Well, thanks, man. Anyway, you know, kind of go back. I talked to Matt before the Kentucky race, and it was a time where all the bad luck was happening. Was that the week where you decided to change things up? Was the before Kentucky?
Yeah. Well, you know, we obviously had a really rough four-race stretch, and that stuff just doesn't happen to people. You know, you don't break a track bar running in the top five. You don't get wrecked on pit road on lap 20. You don't make it 2,000 feet at Pocono, you know, and put a front mirror clip on it. So we knew we had a strong team, and once that happened, it was time to buckle down and get aggressive. And that's the type of race that I like to do. You know, I mean, as much as I like the stages and the new formats and stuff like that, I hate giving up track position, and I feel like it gives you it's a disadvantage when you do that, because then you lose track position, it's hard to win. So man, these guys just got aggressive, and they all got my back. That's what's really cool. You know, you run like crap for four straight weeks, and when you got guys that believe in you and listen to everything that you want to come and do, and it's a comforting feeling, you know. So if I didn't have that group of guys, Derek Prince, Bud Haefeli, Rich Riley, Bob Tebow, you can run the Thorson. I mean, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't even be here right now. So it's just all about getting aggressive, and I think now I can even get a little more aggressive. So I just want to go get another ring. I want to win an owner's championship.
You guys are going back to Michigan this week, of course. Not in 2 weeks, I mean. The home track for the team. What do you like about a two-mile track up in the Irish Hills?
I liked it before they repaved it. It had a ton of character. Then they repaved it, and it still had a lot of character. But now I think it's been probably 4 or 5 years since they repaved it. So I feel like the grip level is going to be down. It's probably going to be hot and slimy, and that's the type of racetrack him and I excel at the most, you know, just like today. So I look for us to be pretty aggressive the rest of the year. I think we have probably the best fleet of trucks we've had in 2 or 3 years, which is really comforting. So, I'd love to go there. I haven't won at Michigan. This is the third time him and I have won here. So this is a place I got my very first win, actually. So it feels pretty darn good.
All right. Thank you, Junior.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Sterling, go ahead.
Thank you. Junior, congrats on the win today. Thor Sport Racing last year, they only had one win across the entire organization throughout the Truck Series season. Now they have three. How rewarding is it to be getting back the level of success that is ideal for Thor Sport Racing?
That's why we do this. You know, I don't do this for the paycheck. I don't do it. I do it because I love it. I do it because I love self-satisfaction, and every guy on that team loves it too. So for us to do what we did today, to do what we did last year. You know, last year we might not have won a race, but we won the war, and that's what it's all about. So this year we're in a little bit better spot right now. We need to go get some more bonus points, maybe a couple more wins, put ourselves in a good position to start the playoffs and maybe go for a fourth ring.
And a quick follow-up. You've been the crew chief for Matt Crafton for a while now, and considering it's been since July of 2017 when Matt Crafton won a race until today, how big is it to finally get back in the win column after so long?
Man, I thought my shoulders were sore from carrying him all the time, but I think it was just the weight of not winning for 3 years, you know. And then when we did win, it was on the dirt. So it even goes back further than that. So I'm just, like I said, it's just all about not giving up and heart, man. And Duke and Rhonda Thorson never giving up on him and I. And the guys at the shop never giving up on him and I. And just putting our heads together. You know, we talk every day. We've been best friends for 20 years. I feel like I'm married to the damn guy.
Thanks, Junior. Congrats on the win.
All right, we're going to take our final question from Lee. Lee, go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations, Junior. Had a question about going towards the end of the race. Crafton asked to get a push on that, I guess it was the penultimate restart. And despite the push, the 16 just kind of blew by him. How worried were you when Christian got behind him and gave him that push that we were going to get the same scenario? I mean, I'm not taking anything at all away from your driver, because I'm sure there's not another jockey you'd rather put in that position. You know, and just questioning about how dialed up, you know, dialed in the 16 was, and given his strength from yesterday, that, you know, did you kind of expect history to repeat itself?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was a little bit nervous, especially the runs. I feel like we're at a slight disadvantage right now, and I think Matt's carrying the team on the restarts, and he's worked really hard on it and taken a lot of scrutiny over him in the past couple of years. But we've stuck with him, we've given him what he needs. I think those guys were just a little bit more trimmed out for the short run when the tires were cold, and we had a little bit more downforce, maybe a little more propped up. We seemed to knock a pretty big hole in the air for them. So we'd beat them through the center, and they'd just get a big run down the end of the back. But you got to have more than a big run down the end of the back to pass that 88 track, especially when the money's on the line. So just like I said, proud of every guy on this team. And you know, one thing I don't want to interrupt you, Lee, but I want to get – and I don't even know how many people are going to watch this, but I really want to I want to say two things if I can. There's a good friend of ours. He was a mentor of mine, and we lost him last week. His name's John McQueen, and I really want to put a lot of prayers out for his family. And you know, it was an unexpected deal, and he was too young, and he was one of the good ones, you know. So you know, hats off to all the guys that are helping the family and getting everything where it should be. And then last but not least, I've never got the opportunity I want to give this one to my dad. I never done that before, and you know, he's my best friend and taught me everything I know, and I wish he was here. I just really wanted to get that out there.
Thanks, Junior. Congratulations. Have a great weekend, man. Thank you.
Yeah, Junior, thanks again for spending some time with us. Congratulations, and thanks for those words there at the end. We can definitely tell it meant a lot to you. All right, and to all of our media here on our Zoom platform, just a friendly reminder that we will have audio and video from this post-race presser on NASCARmedia.com, and we will be joining you guys here in just a little bit for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race post-race as well. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll talk again soon.